Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, tips for describing your favorite evening hangout spot. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to effectively describe a place you enjoy spending your evenings? This guide will provide you with valuable tips and strategies to help you excel in this common IELTS speaking topic. We'll explore sample questions, model answers, and key vocabulary to boost your confidence and improve your performance. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specifics of describing your favorite evening spot, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's focus on how to tackle questions related to your preferred evening location across these three parts. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about your evening habits and preferences. Here are some potential questions you might encounter. Do you prefer to spend your evenings at home or go out? What's your favorite place to relax in the evening? How often do you go out in the evenings? What activities do you enjoy doing in the evening? Let's look at a sample answer for the second question. What's your favorite place to relax in the evening? My favorite place to unwind in the evening is definitely the local park near my house. It's a serene oasis in the midst of the bustling city, and I find it incredibly rejuvenating to take a leisurely stroll there after a long day. The park has a beautiful lake where you can watch the sunset, which I find absolutely mesmerizing. It's the perfect spot to clear my mind and recharge my batteries before heading home for the night. Part 2, long turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some prompts. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a place you like to spend your evenings. Describe a place you like to spend your evenings. You should say where this place is, what you do there, who you go there with, and explain why you enjoy spending time there in the evenings. Here's a model answer to this cue card. I'd like to talk about a charming little cafe called the Cozy Corner, where I love to spend my evenings. It's nestled in the heart of my city, just a stone's throw away from the central business district. The cafe has a warm and inviting atmosphere that instantly makes you feel at home. The interior is tastefully decorated with vintage furniture, soft lighting, and shelves lined with books, creating a perfect ambiance for relaxation. In the evenings, they often have live acoustic performances by local musicians, which adds to the enchanting environment. When I'm there, I usually indulge in a cup of their signature lavender latte and perhaps a slice of their heavenly homemade cheesecake. It's the ideal spot to catch up on some reading, work on my laptop, or simply people watch through the large windows that offer a view of the bustling street outside. I often go there alone when I need some me time, but I also enjoy meeting friends there for laid-back conversations and quality bonding time. The staff are incredibly friendly and often remember regular customers' names and orders, which adds a personal touch to the experience. What I love most about spending my evenings at the Cozy Corner is the way it allows me to unwind and decompress after a hectic day. The combination of the soothing ambiance, delightful treats, and occasional live music creates the perfect recipe for relaxation. It's become my go-to sanctuary when I need to escape the hustle and bustle of daily life and recharge my batteries. In essence, it's not just a cafe, it's a haven where I can truly be myself and enjoy the simple pleasures of life. Examiner's follow-up questions. After your long turn, the examiner might ask you some follow-up questions. Here are a few examples with suggested answers. Do you think it's important for people to have a place where they can relax in the evenings? Candidate: Absolutely. I believe having a dedicated space for relaxation is crucial for maintaining good mental health and achieving work-life balance. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and forget to take time for ourselves. A relaxing evening spot can serve as a physical reminder to slow down and recharge, which is essential for overall well-being and productivity. Examiner: How do you think the ideal evening relaxation spot might differ for different age groups? That's an interesting question. I think the ideal evening spot would vary significantly across age groups due to differing interests and energy levels. For instance, young adults might prefer lively bars or social clubs where they can mingle and enjoy vibrant atmospheres. Middle-aged individuals might opt for quieter venues like cafes or book clubs where they can engage in meaningful conversations or pursue personal interests. Elderly people might appreciate community centers or parks with gentle activities and opportunities for social interaction. However, these are generalizations, and individual preferences would still play a significant role regardless of age. Part 3: Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's a sample dialogue. How do you think the places where people spend their evenings have changed over the years? Candidate: Over the years, there's been a notable shift in how people spend their evenings. In the past, traditional venues like pubs, cinemas, and restaurants were the go-to options. However, with the advent of technology and changing lifestyles, we've seen a diversification of evening hangout spots. Nowadays, we have co-working spaces that stay open late, catering to the growing number of freelancers and remote workers who prefer a change of scenery in the evenings. Virtual reality cafes and esports lounges have emerged, reflecting the increasing popularity of digital entertainment. Moreover, there's been a resurgence of interest in community-oriented spaces. We're seeing more pop-up events, rooftop gardens, and interactive art installations that serve as evening gathering spots. These changes reflect a desire for more diverse and experiential evening activities, moving beyond the traditional passive forms of entertainment. Do you think the way people spend their evenings affects their work performance? Absolutely. I believe there's a strong correlation between how people spend their evenings and their work performance. Evening activities can have both positive and negative impacts on an individual's productivity and overall job satisfaction. On the positive side, engaging in relaxing or fulfilling activities in the evening can help people unwind and de-stress, leading to better sleep quality and increased mental clarity the next day. For instance, someone who spends their evening exercising, reading, or pursuing a hobby might feel more rejuvenated and focused at work. Conversely, if someone consistently spends their evenings in ways that are detrimental to their well-being, such as staying out late, consuming excessive alcohol, or binge-watching TV shows until the early hours, it could negatively impact their work performance. They might experience fatigue, lack of concentration, or decreased motivation during work hours. It's all about striking a balance. Healthy evening routines that promote relaxation and personal growth can significantly enhance work performance, while excessive or unhealthy habits can be detrimental. Ultimately, it's crucial for individuals to find evening activities that help them recharge and prepare for the next workday. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Unwind, verb. Unwind, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example: I like to unwind at the cafe after a stressful day at work. Ambiance, ambience, the character and atmosphere of a place. Example: the cozy ambience of the cafe makes it perfect for evening relaxation. Sanctuary, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example: the park becomes my sanctuary in the evenings, away from the city's chaos. Rejuvenate, verb, juvenit, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example: spending time at my favorite evening spot helps rejuvenate my mind and body. Indulge, verb, indulge, to allow oneself to enjoy the pleasure of something. Example: I love to indulge in a good book and a cup of tea at the cafe. Examiner's advice for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when describing your favorite evening spot, consider the following tips. Use varied vocabulary, incorporate a range of descriptive words, and avoid repetition. Provide specific details. Instead of general statements, offer concrete examples and personal anecdotes. Demonstrate fluency. Practice speaking at length about your favorite places to improve your ability to speak continuously. Show reflection. Don't just describe the place. Explain why you enjoy it and how it affects you. Use advanced grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and a variety of tenses to showcase your language proficiency. Maintain coherence. Ensure your ideas flow logically from one point to the next. Express opinions confidently. In part 3, don't hesitate to share your views on broader topics related to evening activities and relaxation. Remember, practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Try recording yourself answering these questions and listen back to identify areas for improvement. With consistent effort and the right strategies, you'll be well prepared to excel in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.